今天早上正道的主题是这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
This morning's sermon topic is the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们再次低头祷告。
Now let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们先在阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Abba Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你一直以慈爱同埋诚实去待我哋。
Thank you for your continued kindness and faithfulness towards us.
你又愿意不断嘅藉着圣经向我哋说话。
You're also willing to speak to us continuously through the Bible.
仲有一个星期就系纪念救主耶稣基督降生嘅日子。
There is only 1 week until the day of remembering the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
天父，感谢你嘅美意，让我哋今天早上可以再一次嘅去思想主嘅福音。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your good pleasure that on this morning we can once again reflect on the Lord's gospel.
求天父你叫圣灵引导我哋嘅心。
May Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit guide our hearts.
引导孩子同埋 Charlotte 姊妹。
And guide me, your child and sister Charlotte.
让我哋能够将你嘅话讲得清楚明白。
So that we can speak your words clearly.
又引导今日每一个听到嘅，都因为你嘅话，心里边得着力量。
May you also guide each one who hears the message today through your words to gain the strength in their hearts.
能够喺真道上站立得稳。
And can stand firm in the truth.
喺信靠主同埋相信神儿子嘅福音上边打美好嘅仗。
To fight the good fight by trusting in the Lord and His gospel.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最后一个星期就是圣诞节。
In only 1 week, it is Christmas.
什么是最好的方法去纪念主？
What is the best way to remember the Lord?
今天我们会继续去思想罗马书的第一章十六节。
Today we will continue to reflect on the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
上次我们思想了福音本是神的大能，我不以福音为耻。
Last time we have reflected on the gospel is the power of God. I am not ashamed of the gospel.
今天我们会去思想这段经文的第二部分。
Today we are going to reflect on the second part of this scripture.
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
圣经说福音是能够拯救每一个相信福音的人。
The Bible says that the gospel can save each one who believes in it.
每一个当然只包括所有未成为基督徒的。
Each one certainly refers to those who are not yet Christians.
但也包括了每一个已经是基督徒的。
But it also refers to each one who has already become a Christian.
特别是现今这个社会上面充满了各种扭曲的言论。
Today's society is particularly filled with all kinds of distorted speech.
甚至有作为教会牧师的也都作出不完全符合圣经的教导。
Even some of the pastors in churches, their teachings wander away from the Bible.
如果我们要跟从圣经在现今的社会上面去过敬虔的生活。
If we want to obey the Bible and to live a godly life in today's society,
我们要预料我们的日子不会很易过。
We need to be prepared that our lives won't be easy.
我们今天的信息的分享主要有两部分。
Today's message has 2 main parts.
第一部分是随流失去的危机。
The first part is the risk of drifting away.
第二部分是因相信福音以致得救。
And the second part is being saved by the gospel.
首先第一部分随流失去的危机。
The first part, the risk of drifting away.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第15章1到2节这样说。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 and 2, the apostle Paul says,
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，这福音你们也领受了。也靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是徒然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain.
保罗话佢要再一次向教会将之前传过嘅福音再讲一次。
Paul said that he wanted to remind the church of the gospel he preached.
点解呢
？Why？
英文嘅好多嘅翻译都喺呢度里面有提醒呢个字或者词。
In various English translations, there are this word remind.
即系话保罗要再一次嘅去提醒教会。
Which means that Paul wanted to remind the church once again.
提醒我们一个能够真正拯救人
And remind us the gospel which can truly save people
又能够帮助基督徒在这个救恩上面站立得稳的福音是什么
And can help Christians stand firm in a salvation What is this gospel?
保罗再一次的强调基督徒是会必因这福音得救
Paul once again emphasized that Christians will be saved by this gospel
除非
Unless,
除非我们没办法去我们没去持守这个福音所讲
Unless we can't hold firmly to the words of the gospel
又或者我们不是真的认真地去相信这个福音
Or we do not truly believe in the gospel
相信大家都知道教会中有三类人
I believe we all know that there are three kinds of people in the church
第一种是真正相信福音的基督徒
The first kind isThose Christians who truly believe in the gospel.
第二是未信的慕道朋友。
Second, people who do not believe in the gospel yet.
第三是说自己是信，其实不是认真相信。
Third, people who claim to be Christians but do not truly believe in the gospel.
他们会认同圣经对怎样去做人的教导是好的。
They may agree that the teachings in the Bible are good.
但是对于福音所讲的，他们未必完全的相信。
But with respect to the content of the gospel, they do not truly believe.
但保罗知道在过往我们对福音有几相信不重要。
But Paul knew that how much we believe in the gospel in the past is not important.
最重要的是从现在的开始我们一定要清楚和相信这个福音。
What important is that from now on we need to understand and believe in the gospel.
并且在以后的日子继续去持守和相信。
And in the future, we continue to hold firmly to it and believe in it.
今年有很多的弟兄姊妹都已经或者准备要外出去旅游探亲。
In this year, many of our brothers and sisters are going overseas or have gone overseas to visit their families.
在飞机上面每一次起飞之前都会重复再提醒机上的乘客。
On the plane, each time before the plane takes off, the attendants would remind the passengers repeatedly.
在遇到危机的时候，我们应该怎样去做，怎样去逃生
？In case of emergency, what should they do and how to flee?
为什么每次都要讲这么麻烦
？Why do they bother to say this each time?
因为当有危机的时候，我们没有时间去问，亦都没有时间去学。
Because in an emergency, we won't have time to ask nor learn.
生与死就在一线之间。
There is only one thin line between life and death.
同样的
In the same way,
保罗要我们在危机未来之前就要能够对福音有清楚的记得和相信。
Paul wanted us to understand and believe in the gospel before there is a crisis.
因为我们能不能够站立得稳亦都可能是一线之间的分别。
As there is also only a thin line on whether we can stand firm.
圣经亦都是希伯来书的第二章一到三节提醒我们。
The Bible also reminds us in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verses 1 to 3.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理恐怕我们随流失去。那藉着天使所传的话既是确定的。凡犯叛逆的都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们见证了。
We must pay more careful attention, therefore, do what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received is just punishment, How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
呢段经文之前，神感动希伯来书嘅作者用咗整章第一章嚟到去讲论主耶稣基督。
Before these scriptures, God moved the author of the book of Hebrews to use the entire first chapter to illustrate the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别喺一开始，圣经就话俾我哋知。
Especially in the very beginning, the Bible already tells us that.
关于主耶稣基督的就是神对人最终的晓谕。
The message of the Lord Jesus is the last word of God to man.
正正因为主耶稣基督就是神对人最后的启示。
Because the Lord Jesus is God's last revelation to man.
所以在第二章他向我们发出了这卷书的第一个的吩咐。
Therefore, chapter 2 gives us the first command.
就是当越发郑重所听见的道理。
That is, we must pay more careful attention to what we have heard.
即是要非常之的留心去听。
Which means we need to pay careful attention to hear.
因为恐怕我们随流失去。
Because we may drift away.
照圣经所形容。
According to the descriptions in the Bible.
原来在相信福音上面基督徒所站立的不是一个平地。
Regarding believing in a gospel, Christians do not stand on a flat.
而是一条河流上面。
But on a river.
甚至是在海面上面。
Or even on the sea surface.
在我们身边的河水和海水他们可以随时的将我们带走。
The river water or sea water around us may wash us away anytime.
但我们去到一些不知几远的地方。
They may wash us to a place far away.
之后圣经再补充一句。
And then the Bible continues to say,
我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢
?How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
即是指如果人在相信福音上面。
Which means that when a man believes in a gospel,
忽略了甚至是缺少了一些关于主耶稣基督对我们的拯救。
If he ignores or does not acknowledge the salvation of the Lord Jesus,
当人不是真正相信完整的福音，这个对人，对个神对人最终的晓谕。
When men do not believe in the full gospel,
人是不能够脱离罪和神的审判。
Men cannot escape sins and God's judgment.
在澳洲的海滩政府经常都提醒这些泳客一定要在两支红黄色的旗帜之间去游泳。
In the beaches of Australia, the government always reminds the swimmers to swim between the two yellow and flat flags.
因为澳洲的海岸经常都会有涌流。
Because the shores of Australia always have rip currents.
根据统计澳洲的海岸可以同一时间有超过17,000个涌流出现。
According to the statistics, an Australian shoreline can have 17,000 rip currents at the same time.
这个涌流不是那么容易去看得到。
It is not easy to spot the rip currents.
但它们流出公海的速度很快。
But the speed they return to the sea is swift.
以每秒钟3米的速度比目前50米游泳的世界纪录还要快得到。
They return at a speed of 3 meters per second, which is much faster than the 50 meters freestyle world record.
根据澳洲 ABC 电台的报道，
According to the report of Radio ABC,
每年的夏天，涌流是澳洲海岸最大的杀手。
Rip currents are the number one coastal hazard in Australia.
同样，我们在现今的世代里面，
Similarly, in the current generation,
实际上充满了各种扭曲的言论。
Our society is filled with all kinds of distorted speech.
甚至有教会的牧师也都作出不完全符合圣经的教导。
Even some pastors who teach in churches do not teach in accordance with the Bible.
其实有很多叫人忽略关于主耶稣基督的声音，背后都有魔鬼撒旦的力量在后面。
In fact, the voices which guide people to ignore the Lord Jesus behind them is the power of the devil Satan.
这一切的声音都似涌流一样。
These voices are like the rip currents.
在人不察觉的时候。
When men are unaware,
就会好快速嘅将人嘅心思同埋想法带到啲唔知咩嘅地方。
They swiftly lead men's hearts and minds astray.
一啲远离神儿子福音嘅地方。
To a place far away from the gospel of God's Son.
所以圣经郑重嘅对我哋讲。
Therefore, the Bible states clearly to us.
一定要好留心嘅去听。
That we must pay careful attention to hear.
绝对唔好忽略。
We must not ignore.
千祈唔好随流失去。
Nor drift away.
咁喺咩嘅时候，我哋嘅信心会容易被呢个世界嘅涌流所带走？
Then at what time is our faith easily led astray by the rip currents of the world?
我哋各人都可能有唔同嘅弱点。
Each of us may have different weaknesses.
彼得前书嘅第五章第八节就咁样提醒我哋。
The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 reminds us.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同豹，如同敲叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
圣经话仇敌魔鬼是在周围寻找可吞吃的人。
The Bible says, your enemy the devil is around us, looking for someone to devour.
人在什么时候容易被仇敌魔鬼吞吃？
At what time is a man easily devoured by our enemy the devil?
人被吞吃又是指什么？
What does it mean by someone is devoured?
在这段经文之前，使徒彼得提醒我们，特别是我们做教会作带领的。
Prior to this scripture, Peter reminded us,Especially those who are leaders in church.
要小心，唔好因为侍奉同埋牧养上面嘅事情有困难，要劳苦就抱怨。
To be careful not to grumble due to the difficulties and labor in services and shepherding.
我哋嘅心唔好被利益享受所牵引。
Do not let our hearts be guided by benefits or enjoyments.
唔好骄傲。
Do not be proud.
因为人骄傲的时候就会看自己过重，以自己为中心。
A proud person thinks of themselves too highly and are self-centered.
跟着在第五章第九节这样说。
And then in chapter 5 verse 9 it says,
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道他你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
圣经在这里提醒我们要用信心抵挡魔鬼，特别是在我们经历苦难的时候。
Here, the Bible reminds us of resisting the devil by faith, especially when we are in hardships.
魔鬼撒旦会千方百计地去寻找机会和方法来摧毁基督徒的信。
The devil Satan would try hard to take every possible opportunity and measure to destroy the faith of Christians.
特别是当基督徒正是经历着苦难的时候。
Especially when they are in hardships.
若果撒旦能够成功利用人的处境，令到人心里有抱怨。
If Satan through certain situations succeeds to make a person grumble,
对神的慈爱、良善和有智慧、有能力去掌管万物等等，产生了怀疑甚至埋怨神。
And doubt God's kindness, goodness and ability to control everything, this person may even complain about God.
同一时间，撒旦又将舒适和享受放在人的面前。
In the meantime, Satan puts comfort and enjoyment before man.
引动人心里面的贪婪、贪舒服、自我和高傲。
To trigger their greed, laziness, self-centeredness and arrogance.
当人心里面听诵了谎言，去相信神是对人的处境无能为力的。
They believe in deceit and think that God is powerless towards man's situations.
同时又相信了世界的人与事才可以帮助到自己。
At the same time, they believe only people and things in the world can help them.
人对神的信心，圣经形容就如船破坏了一般。
Man's faith towards God, just as the Bible describes, has been shipwrecked.
所以保罗要一再、一而再、再而三地去提醒基督徒。
Therefore, Paul reminded Christians time and time again.
耶稣基督的福音是基督徒唯一可以靠着站立得住。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing on which Christians can take their stand.
如果我们能够去持守，继续去相信这个福音所讲。
If we can continue to hold firmly to and believe in the words of gospel,
我们就会必因这福音得救。
We'll be saved by this gospel.
信息的第二部分是因相信福音以致得救。
The second part of today's message, being saved by the gospel.
咁喺苦难同埋利诱嘅涌流冲击当中，我哋点样去靠着福音站立得稳
？Then among hardships and temptations, how do we stand firm by the gospel？
罗马书嘅第一章十六节话：，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16, it is the power of God for the salvation for everyone who believes。
得救嘅重点系相信。
The key point of salvation is to believe.
咁福音让人相信什么嘢呢？
And what does the gospel want us to believe?
有咩基督徒要一直嘅相信持守？
What are the things Christians need to continue to believe in and hold firmly to?
虽然你可能已经好熟悉福音，
Although you may be very familiar with the gospel.
但是请让我们遵照保罗的教导，我们再一次的留心去听一听福音所讲。
But now, let us through the words of Paul once again pay attention to hear the message in the gospel.
我们一直要去相信的起码有六点。
There are at least six things that we need to continue to believe in.
第一点是我们要相信人的永恒结局才是最重要。
First, we need to believe that man's eternal destination is the most important.
在约翰福音第三章十六节这样说。
In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it says,
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son,that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
福音不是说可以救我们免于疾病和痛苦。
The gospel does not say that it can deliver us from illness or pain.
也不是失业、失恋。
Or from unemployment and failure in love.
而是救我们不至灭亡。
But from perishing.
为什么福音总是要讲死的呢？
Why does the gospel always talk about death?
因为在70-80年内，我们在这里每一个人都会死亡。
Because within 60 to 80 years, each of us here will die.
包括了现在最年幼。
Including those who are now youngest.
每个人一出生就会活到永恒。
When a person was born, he will live forever.
会永恒的在天堂，或者永恒的在地狱。
Either he will live forever in heaven or in hell.
如果没有神的存在，死只会带来难过，不会有恐惧。
If God does not exist, death will only bring us sadness but not fear.
因为如果没有神的话，活着就是唯一人能够得到喜乐的时候。
Because if God does not exist, to live is the only time a person can be joyful.
活着，我们就可以享受我们的家庭、朋友、事业。
Only when we leave, we can enjoy our family, friends, career,
娱乐、美食和音乐等等。
Entertainment, food, music, and etc.
如果我们死了，我们就失去一切叫我们开心的事情。
If we die, we will lose everything that makes us happy.
如果没有神，死就只是失去了知觉，不会再醒过来。
If there is no God, death means that we will lose consciousness and will no longer wake up.
就好像一个美丽的假期要结束，叫人好难过。
Just as when a wonderful holiday is coming to an end, we will feel sad.
但是基督徒相信有神，是圣经中所启示的神。
However, Christians believe that God does exist, the God who is revealed in the Bible.
这位神是公义圣洁，绝对值得人去崇拜和服从。
This God is righteous, holy, and worthy of being worshipped and obeyed by men.
这位神也会公正去审判每一个当神不存在，对他不信任。
This God will judge each one justly when God does not exist or when we do not trust him.
又或者爱其他嘅人与事多过爱神嘅人。
Or if we love other people and things more than we love God.
如果你知道你死后要面对嘅呢位审判人去永恒嘅天堂定系永恒嘅地狱嘅神嘅时候。
If you realize that after your death, you need to face the God who will judge whether you will go to heaven or you will go to heaven or hell eternally.
特别是当你去面对死亡的时候，你知道这位神是不会满意你的话。
When you face death, if you know God does not approve what you have done,
死亡就会很恐怖。
Death will become horrifying.
福音所关心的不是我们的身体和生活。
The gospel is not concerned about our body or daily lives.
福音最关心的是我们永恒在哪里过。
But about where we go in eternity.
我们要相信并且继续相信人的永恒结局才是最重要。
We must believe and continue to believe that man's eternal destination is the most important.
第二样我们要相信的神是深爱我们每一个。
Secondly, we need to believe that God deeply loves each and every one of us.
在之前的《约翰福音》第三章十六节告诉你们，神爱我们到一个地步，为了救我们脱离灭亡。
In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us that God loves you to the extent that for the sake of saving you from perishing,
他甚至要牺牲了自己的儿子耶稣基督。
He sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ.
而我们要相信的第三样东西是神要牺牲主耶稣，是神要主为我们的罪而受死。
Third, we need to believe that God sacrificed the Lord Jesus because he made the Lord die for our sins.
在哥林多前书第十五章第三到第四节咁话。
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, it says,
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一，就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
主为我们的罪死，告诉我们听刚才那个经文，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们是什么意思？
Christ died for our sins, telling us the meaning of For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
基督为我们的罪死，不单止拯救我们脱离灭亡。
Christ died for our sins, not only did he save us from perishing.
更加证明了神在我们一生所做的，都是为了我们在永恒的好处。
But it also demonstrates that God's work throughout our earthly lives is for the good of our eternity.
在两年之前，当医生告诉我们知我太太患了癌症的时候。
Two years ago, when the doctor told us that my wife was diagnosed with cancer.
我的心又彷徨，亦都有忧虑。
My heart was anxious and worried.
我的眼亦都有经常的流泪。
My eyes often shed tears.
但我和太太都相信福音所讲，只是信心时高时低。
But both my wife and I believed in the words of the gospel. It's just that our faith was up and down.
所以我们不断地祷告，求神帮助我们相信祂的话。
Therefore, we prayed continuously, asking God to help us believe in His words.
让我们可以照着神的话去过以后剩下来下来的日子。
So that we can live the rest of our lives according to God's words.
我可以在这里作见证。
I can testify here.
在以后的日子，直到今日。
In the days ahead until now,
神让我们亲身体验得到神怎样将诅咒变成祝福。
God let us experience how he turns curses into blessings.
我们会流的每一滴眼泪都帮助了我们继续站在救恩上面。
Each tear we shed helps us continue to stand firm in salvation.
当我们被苦难的涌流冲击的时候，
When we are overwhelmed by hardships,
如果我们对神的爱，对神会不会看顾我们有怀疑的时候，
If I have doubts about God's love and his caring for us,
我哋要谂一谂福音所讲，谂一谂十字架。
We need to reflect on what is said in the gospel, reflect on the cross.
谂一谂基督为乜嘢要被钉喺十字架上边。
Reflect on why was Christ crucified on the cross.
我哋一定要相信神系极爱我哋。
We must believe that God truly loves us.
喺罗马书第八章三十二节咁话。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 32, it says,
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
我们一定要相信，并且继续去相信，神是深爱我们每一个。
We need to believe and continue to believe that God deeply loves each and every one of us.
为了我们，神甚至不爱惜自己的儿子。
For the sake of us, God even did not spare his own son.
第四样我们要相信的是基督已经从死里复活。
Fourth, we need to believe that Christ was raised from the dead.
基督已经复活，不单只指基督是活着的。
Christ was raised, not only does it mean that Christ is living,
亦都是肯定了我们所有属于主的有一天亦都会一同的复活。
But it also confirms that all who belong to God will one day be raised together.
我们要相信我们复活之后的生命才是最重要。
We must believe that our lives after being raised are the most important.
第五点是我们要相信虽然我们现在仍然活在世上但我们已经得了重生。
Faith, we must believe that we are living on earth but we have been born again.
彼得前书第一章二十三到二十五节这么说。你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是藉着神活泼常存的道。因为凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美荣都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
First Peter chapter 1 verses 23-25. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass.And all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you.
既然是已经重生，旧事就已过，都变成新的了。
Since we have been born again, the old has gone, the new has come.
我们有活泼的盼望，对人生有新的看法。
We have a living hope and a new view of life.
在世上的时候我们的生活没有任何的事是不见得光。
When on earth, nothing in our lives cannot be brought to light.
我们已经是属于神国的人可以不再受魔鬼的辖制。
We have already become the citizens of God's kingdom and are no longer under the control of the devil.
即是说我们可以选择去过光明正大的人生。
Which means that we can choose to live a life in light.
而不再为了利益而做一些不可以被人知道的事情。
And no longer do something shameful to gain our own interests.
我们拥有这个盼望是不会改变。
Our hopes will not be changed.
因为福音是神的话而神的话是永存不会更改。
Because the gospel is the word of God, which is everlasting and will never be changed.
第六点我们要相信的。
The sixth thing that we need to believe.
我们能够面对自己的软弱失败每时每刻去过圣经的生活是因为主耶稣基督已经用自己的血将我们买赎下来。
We can face our weaknesses and failure, live a holy life at all times, because the Lord Jesus has already redeemed us by his blood.
在彼得前书的第一章第十八节到十九节这么说。
In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 it says,
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物乃是凭着基督的宝血如同无瑕疵无玷污 的羔羊之血。
For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
圣经说在我们被买赎的条款之中包括了我们可以脱去以往虚妄的行为。
The Bible says that one of the conditions of our redemption is that we can be redeemed from the empty way of life.
而用来买赎我们的是宇宙中最有价值、最宝贵的。
The thing which was used to redeem us is the most valuable and precious thing in the universe.
用来买赎我们的是神儿子基督耶稣的宝血。
The thing which was used to redeem us was the precious blood of God's Son, Christ Jesus.
即是说我们能不能够脱离虚妄的旧我去过圣洁的生活不是在乎我们。
Which means that whether we can cast away our empty old selves is not up to us.
不是在乎我们有几大决心。
It is not up to our determination.
甚至不是在乎我们有几爱神。
What is more, it is not up to how much we love God.
圣经说不是在乎我们。
The Bible says that it is not up to us.
圣经说我们可以改变是因为主买了回来。
The Bible says that we can transform because the Lord has redeemed us.
我们可以改变是因为主用自己的血买了回来。
We can transform because the Lord has redeemed us through his own blood.
所以当我们受到利益的引诱，
Therefore, when we are tempted by benefits,
我们的 老脾气要发作的时候，
when we once again are about to lose our temper,
当我们软弱的信心叫我们害怕和忧虑的时候，
when our weak faith makes us fear and worry,
我们想一想福音，
let us reflect on the gospel,
想一想神儿子在十字架上面流出的宝血。
Reflect on the blood the Son of God shed on the cross.
是为了买赎我们所流出的血。
The blood shed for the sake of our redemption.
我们去想一想。
Let us reflect.
跟着我们就去相信主的宝血有买赎我们的功效。
And then we believe that the precious blood of the Lord has the power to redeem us.
然后去祷告，求神照住去买赎的恩典，帮助我们去胜过自己的软弱。
And then we pray to God that we can overcome ourselves through the blessings of His redemption.
跟住我们为了相信主同埋过圣洁生活，去打美好的仗。
And then we put our trust in the Lord and live a holy life to fight a good fight.
面对自己的失败软弱。
When facing our own weaknesses and failure,
我们必须要去相信并且继续去相信。
We must believe and continue to believe.
我们是可以不再去做虚妄的行为过神喜悦的生活。
That we can no longer have an empty way of life, but to live a life pleasing to God.
是因为主已经用自己的血将我们买赎回来。
It is because the Lord has already redeemed us by His own blood.
总结今日的信息。
To conclude today's message.
神儿子的福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
The gospel of God's Son is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
即使我们已经是基督徒，我们仍要警醒谨慎。
Even though we have already become a Christian, we need to be self-controlled and alert.
因为有魔鬼的力量的背后的世界的涌流会不断的去冲击我们的信。
Because there is the devil's power behind the world which continuously strike our faith.
我们要小心不要随流失去。
We need to be careful so that we may not drift away.
只要相信福音并且一直持守所相信。
Only when we believe in the gospel and hold firmly to our faith.
我们就必定会因这福音得救。
We can be saved by the gospel.
今日你对圣经上面关于耶稣基督的福音和对我们的拯救有什么态度？
What is your attitude to the gospel of Jesus Christ and our salvation that are written in the Bible?
你会不会觉得已经听了很多次，觉得很麻烦？
Do you feel that you've already heard this many times and are fed up with it?
你会不会觉得福音的细节不用再讲了， 知道自己可以上天堂就得救，就已经得啦。
Do you think that talking about the details of the gospel is unnecessary? It is good enough that you know you will go to heaven.
定还是每次听到福音的时候，你会再一次的用心去思想？
Or each time when you hear the gospel, you will once again reflect on it wholeheartedly.
还有一个星期就是纪念主降生的主日。
There is only 1 week until the holy day to remember the birth of our Lord.
让我们在这个星期好好地再一次去思想一下神儿子的福音。
In this week, let us reflect on the gospel of God's Son wholeheartedly.
并且祷告祈求神帮助我们一直去相信这个福音的说话。
And pray to ask God to help us continue to believe in the words of gospel.
帮助我们能够在这个救恩上面站立得稳。
Help us stand firm in our salvation.
让我们一同去唱今天的回应诗歌。只要信他。
Let us sing the responding hymn together, Only Trust Him.
Please
stand. Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们先做阿爸父。
Our Abba Father in heaven.
感谢你爱我们每一个。
Thank you for loving each and every one of us.
你爱我们爱到一个地步，叫主耶稣基督为我们罪被钉死。
You love us to the extent that you send the Lord Jesus to be crucified for our sins.
你愿意用主流出来的血来到买赎我们每一个愿意来相信福音。
You're willing to free the blood the Lord shed to redeem each one who believes in the gospel.
天父，能够得到你的拯救是何等的有福。
Heavenly Father, how blessed are those who receive your salvation.
所以我们求你。
Therefore, we pray to you.
求你怜悯今天听到你儿子福音的每一个。
May you show mercy on each one who hears your son's gospel today.
求你帮助以拉加的弟兄姊妹能够相信，而且不是徒然相信。
May you help the brothers and sisters in Joy Fellowship to believe, and may they not believe in vain.
特别在患难当中的，求你扶持，求你帮助。
Especially those who are in hardships, may you sustain them, may you help them.
让他们能够在这个救恩上面站立得稳。
So that they can stand firm in your salvation.
亦都为我，为到我们在当中未相信你福音的朋友，求你。
We also pray to you for those who have not believed in your gospel yet.
求你因着你的慈爱，你的美名，求你听我们的祷告。
May you through your love and your good name hear our prayer.
求你开他们的眼睛，让他们能够看到福音是唯一得人可以得到拯救。
May you open their spiritual eyes, let them see that the gospel is the only salvation for men.
赐给他们有悔改的心，让他们能够相信并且接受福音。
Give them a repentant heart so that they will believe in and accept the gospel.
能够加入这个圣队，同向荣耀直往。
And can join this holy procession marching on to glory together.
求你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.